Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, you need to participate. It's going to cost you something. And as Jesus said this hard message, many of his disciples followed him no more.
This is Straight Talk.
This is Joshua Halleck, your host at Straight Talk Radio. We're coming to you from our studios at New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm here with Pastor Mark Job, senior pastor here, and the preacher you'll be hearing in a moment. And, you know, Pastor Mark, being in Chicago, I've noticed this dynamic. It's Cubs or Sox. And, you know, it's always been a lot of fun in the years past to make fun of Cubs fans because it just seemed to take a lot of faith to be a Cubs fan. You couldn't win a World Series. But, you know, since they've won the World Series, I've noticed a lot more blue hats with red C's on them. I've noticed a lot more people flip-flopping over to be Cubs fans. And, you know, there's a difference between a fair-weather fan and a real true follower, isn't there?
Yeah. You know, we've had some Cubs fans come out of the closet since the Cubs finally. But, you know, there's those diehard fans that wore their Cub hats and T-shirts with pride, even when the Cubs were losing. And that's the difference between really a true fan and just a fair-weather fan. And in Christianity, it's the same thing, Joshua, and that's what this series is about. We live in a culture where there are a lot of sympathizers with Christianity. People who have an affiliation with Christianity, who like the idea of Christianity, but have never really crossed a line to be an authentic follower. And this series really is calling people to evaluate, are you just a fan of Christianity? Are you a sympathizer? Or have you actually counted the cost and crossed the line from being a sympathizer to an authentic follower? This series of messages has touched a lot of people's lives. There's a lot of people that came to Christ while we preach these messages. And so I want you to, if you don't know where you're at spiritually, I want you to start asking yourself this question. Am I a fan or am I a follower?
Yeah, today's message is called Knowing the Difference. So this may be a wake-up call if you're open to it to take a fresh look at where are you really? Am I a fan or a follower? We're in Matthew chapter 13, Knowing the Difference.
I've discovered that when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to our walk with God, that there are many of us that would fall into the category of fair weather fans instead of diehard followers of Jesus. In fact, there was a recent survey that was done across America, asking people that check the category of Christian in the survey, would they consider themselves more fans of Christianity or would they consider themselves more followers of Christ? And 75% of those that responded to the survey that consider themselves Christians check the category that they would consider themselves more fans of Christianity than they would followers of Jesus Christ. So I believe that we live overall in an American culture where many people that would have choices, if you have choices between Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, New Age, or atheist or agnostic, that out of all those categories, you would actually choose the box that says Christian. But the question is, how Christian really are you? Because there's a big difference between being a fan and actually an authentic follower of Jesus Christ. And I want to talk to you about the difference for the next 3 weeks. If you are here saying, I've always considered myself a Christian. I've always believed in Christ since I was a little child. I have a crucifix in my home. I have a Bible in my drawer somewhere. I was taken to a church when I was a child. I attend Easter and Christmas services. And if I were pressed hard to mark a category on my Facebook page, I would say Christian. The Bible tells us that Jesus had many followers when he was on earth. And last week I talked to you about in John chapter 6 that there was a great multitude of people that were following Jesus. In fact, they were following Jesus, and Jesus did a miracle where he turned a couple of loaves and fishes into a massive mega meal. And he was able to feed 5,000 people. And then the crowd got super excited about that their needs were being met. Everybody's happy over a meal. How about it? You want to make some people happy when they're coming over to your house? Just give them a meal. You want to make, I see this all the time with mothers. You want to quiet your child down when they're antsy and crying. And what do? Give them a sucker. And then suddenly it appeases them. Jesus fed 5,000 people, and then the crowd started following Jesus, not because they necessarily believed that Jesus was the Messiah, not necessarily because they wanted to follow him, but they started coming around Jesus because they felt like Jesus was meeting their needs. And Jesus crossed over to the river, crossed over to the lake. The disciples continued. All this multitude of people followed after him. And then finally Jesus turned to them and said, "You're not following me because of the miracles that I do or because you believe I'm the Son of God. You're following me because I fed you." And then Jesus turns around and he gives them a hard message. In essence, Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, you need to participate. I'm the Son of God. It's going to cost you something. And as Jesus said this hard message, the Bible says that many of his disciples followed him no more. That many of the people that were following in the crowd, when they heard the hard message, then they just said, "Well, I didn't sign up for that. I mean, I thought I was going to get another free meal out of this. I don't want that hard stuff. I don't think I'm into this." And they walked away. Thousands of people walked away from Jesus. And then Jesus looked and turned to his 12 disciples and he said to them, "Are you going to leave me too?" And Peter looked at Jesus and said, "Lord, if we leave you, where will we go? Only you have words of eternal life." And at that moment, something extraordinary happened. There was a separation between the fair weather fans and the hardcore followers. Today I want to talk to you about the difference between a fan and a follower. And I want you to start to begin to analyze and evaluate your life and ask yourself, am I simply a fan of Jesus? Or am I really a follower of Jesus? Jesus told a parable, and I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 13. There's a parable referred to as the parable of the seed and the sower. It's actually found in three of the Gospels. There are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it's found in Matthew, it's found in Mark, and it's found in Luke. The same parable, just told by different people that heard the parable told. And so if it's repeated three times, it must be of impact importance if three of the Gospels remembered it and included it. It's a simple parable, but with a powerful, powerful message to it. And I believe that this parable really is telling us the difference between the true follower of Jesus and those that are simply fans or sympathizers of Jesus. And so I'm going to read to you out of Matthew chapter 13, the parable that Jesus gives us. It says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 1, "That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and he sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, and he gave them a parable. He said, 'A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. And some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly. But because the soil was shallow, But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. And other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And still another seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let him hear. Word of the Lord. So let me talk to you a little bit about this parable that Jesus explains to his disciples about the difference between a fair-weather fan and a hardcore follower. Jesus gives us an image. A parable is a picture or an image or a story that has deep meaning to it, a simple story with deep meaning. So he tells the story about a farmer. In that agricultural environment, everybody around there knew about farming. Today, here in Chicago, we don't have a lot of people that know a lot about farming. How many of you have maybe a little tomato garden in your house that you work, or you work on flowers? Anybody here? All right, we got a few people that know about seeds and planting. So Jesus really explains it this way. He said there's a sower. The sower represents God and the people that carry the gospel. So the sower has a bag of seeds. The seeds represent the gospel of Jesus, the life-changing gospel of Jesus. And he said a farmer goes out and he has a bag of seeds and he starts throwing the seeds around because he wants the seed to produce a plant that produces fruit. And so he goes out and he sows a seed. Now the seed is good. There's nothing wrong with the seed. The seed is the gospel. It's the same everywhere. That Jesus Christ was all God, became all man to die for us on a cross. And if we repent, believe, and are baptized, we can transform our lives and become a follower of his. That's the essence of the gospel. It's good news. The seed is the same everywhere, but the heart that the seed lands on is different. So he describes four different kinds of people that are equated to soil. If you're taking notes, write this down. This is the first one is the hard heart. Look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 13. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. And then in verse 19, Jesus explains what that picture is. He said, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. This is the seed that's sown along the path.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message called Knowing the Difference, which is from Pastor Mark's new series called Fan or Follower. After this broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his message called Knowing the Difference.
Jesus says there are certain people, and even this morning in this auditorium or in a small group or when you're sharing your faith at work, that there's someone that will be sitting there and they'll hear the gospel clearly presented. They'll understand intellectually the message of the gospel. But as the gospel is being preached and shared, there's a battle that's happening inside of them. The gospel, they hear it, but their heart is hard. The seed doesn't get inside of their heart because although they understand it with their mind, they're not grasping it with their heart or with their spirit. In fact, in Luke, it tells us, in Luke chapter 8, it says that when the seed goes out, it's trampled. And then the bird comes and picks it out. Listen to me. So I believe that many people, even in this auditorium, they struggle with accepting the gospel because there are things that cause your heart to be hard. You fight whether the gospel is true. You may fight secularism that says, well, I believe science is contrary to faith. You may fight relativism that believes, well, it's all relative, depends on your environment. Truth is not really truth or absolute, it's all relative. You may fight pluralism, which believes, well, every way is good and every way leads to God. There's not just one way. There's a whole bunch of ways, and they're all pretty much equally the same. You may fight paganism, which basically you embrace some other religious form or belief or some other God. Or you may fight hedonism, which says, well, that sounds good, but I'm all about making myself happy. So if it doesn't make me more happy, I don't want it. There may be a lot of battles that you have in your mind fighting the message of the gospel. But the bottom line is that some people hear the gospel and they're wrestling with it. They're doubting it. They don't quite accept it. And while they're doubting it and don't quite accept it, there's a spiritual battle that's happening. And the enemy, which refers to the bird or Satan, comes in and steals the gospel out of their heart. And so they walk away from a place like this, although they've heard the gospel clearly explained. They reject it. It doesn't change them. It doesn't have an effect. And they just go on with their life. That's the seed that falls on the hard ground. Why don't people understand the gospel? Well, I don't believe it's because the gospel is so difficult to understand. I believe it's because of what it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, that some people are darkened in their understanding and because of the hardness of their heart. I was watching a program recently on colorblindness. And when someone is colorblind, they actually cannot see the difference between colors, even though it's apparent and obvious to everyone else around them. This condition results from the absence of color-sensitive pigment in the cone cells of the retina, the nerve layer at the back of the eye. So when someone is colorblind, they can see the bright color orange, but they can't tell that it's orange. Other people see it, but they can't. It's obvious, but it's not obvious to them because they're blinded to color. It's the same with the gospel. Two people will be sitting next to each other. They will hear the same message. And one person will understand it and grasp it and weep and say, that's what I want, that's what I need. God, I want to give my life to you. I've understood the gospel. And the other person that's hearing the very exact same message can sit there not moved, not touched, not propelled in any way, because one person has seen it clearly, but the other person has not seen it at all. Are you tracking with me? I remember years ago talking to a young man who I had led to Christ. He came out of a bad background. He had been a drug dealer in Bridgeport, and he couldn't come to church because he had three DUIs, and he had to do community service on Sundays. But when I talked to him the very first time about the gospel, I went to his house to talk to another roommate of his, and his other roommate was like, I don't want to have anything to do with that, dude. But this guy was listening, and he asked questions, and he wanted to hear, and he actually gave his life to Christ right there very sincerely. And immediately understood the gospel and immediately started changing his life radically. And so he was so excited about the gospel and his change that he went and began to witness to all of his friends and all of his family members as well. And about 2 months into his walk with God, he sat down with me and he was so frustrated. He said, Pastor, I don't understand this. I have the best news in the entire world, a news that's changed my life. I mean, people see that I'm a different person, that I'm not the same guy that I was before, that God has melted my hardness to softness, taken me out of drugs. My lifestyle has changed. I'm living for God, learning the word. I'm so excited. And I'm telling my family about it. And he said, they just don't get it. He says, I don't understand how they can be so dense, how they can be so cold that they don't understand. What's wrong with them, he said to me. And I said, his name was Jose. I said, Brother Jose, think back a little bit. Do you remember how many times people talked to you about God when you were not ready to receive it and you thought they were loony? He started to think back. He said, yeah, one time I spit at a guy, and one time I cursed at a guy. And I said, exactly, because maybe your family is not ready to accept it because they were blind like you were blind. But don't give up, because the day will come that maybe the soil will change and they will be ready to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. So don't give up. Keep persevering. Keep sowing seeds, because the day will come maybe when their heart is ready to accept it. So we have the hard heart, the seed that falls in the ground and it doesn't penetrate, it doesn't take root. And then the second seed that Jesus tells us about is what I would call not the hard heart, but the second seed is what I would call the shallow heart. In verse 5 it says, and then some seed fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came out, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. In verse 20, Jesus explains it. The one who received the seed that fell on the rocky place is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. So this is the person, the shallow heart person. This is the person that's in a gathering like this. And he hears the gospel of Jesus Christ presented, the message of the gospel. And this person immediately is touched by it. They hear the gospel and they're excited about the hope, the joy, the message of forgiveness. And immediately they say, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what I've been wanting. And maybe at an altar call, they come forward and they're weeping and saying, yes, I want God in my life. I've been waiting for this message. It's the best thing that could ever happen to me. And they pray and they get up and they say, I want to join a Bible study. Is there one on Tuesday? Yeah. But is there one on Thursday? I want to go on Thursday as well. Is there one on Saturday? I want to join 3 Bible studies. I want to buy 5 Bibles because I want every version. I want to go to a prayer meeting. I'm hungry to learn about God. I'm excited about my new life in Christ. Hey, I think God may be calling me to be a missionary. Oh, this is so great. So exciting. I'm excited to live for God all the way. And they are full of zeal and enthusiasm about following Christ and their new life. And they love the fellowship and the worship. And they come early and they stay late. And they talk to all their friends about what it is to follow Christ because they are so excited about it. But a month into it, their girlfriend says, if you're going to be a Jesus freak, fanatic, follower, I don't want to be with you anymore. The family starts giving this person a rough time. The coworkers start making fun. People stop inviting them to the birthday party. They suddenly realize, I got to be honest at work and I've been lying. And suddenly they start feeling a pressure. There's a price to pay, a cost. People aren't calling them like they used to. Friends are making fun. The girlfriend breaks up. And then 3 months into it, their exuberance and joy suddenly has given way to, well, this is hard. I don't know, is this hard? And in 6 months, you look around and they're nowhere to be found. And someone asks, hey, what happened to that person that was all excited? I don't know. They disappeared. Haven't seen them in months. What went wrong? Let me tell you what went wrong. The Bible says that the seed falls on the ground and it springs up quickly, but when persecution or cost or difficulty sets in, that person walks away because they're not ready to pay the price of following Jesus. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You've seen that happen.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with his Straight Talk series called Fan or Follower. And this was the first half of his message called Knowing the Difference. Join us on the next Straight Talk for the second half. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.